Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Gia Coppola, who's here to present Mainstream in your Orizzonti section. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I have to say, I was talking to Maya before, I have to say that the film felt to me as an old-fashioned tale about a person trying to find her own voice, you know, our most natural and tormenting desire, finding our place in the world. And when I read in the press notes that you thought a lot about facing the crowd, I thought maybe so I'm right.
Feeling. You're definitely right. I think what I loved about Facing the Crowd is, I mean, it deals with a lot of bigger issues about, you know, technology and ego, but there's this beautiful through line of just romance and this young woman who kind of abandons her creativity and her morals to be loved. And when a woman puts that kind of attention into the hands of the wrong person, it's very dangerous. And it is an old-fashioned idea, but it is something that is still going on. And I liked that, you know, I'm sentimental and I like a fairy tale and satire, so it was fun.
I was really impressed notes and you said this is a love story of being in love with someone who doesn't love themselves, set against the new emerging cultures of today's world. And I was wondering, were you referring to Frankie's character or also to Link's character? I mean, in a way, they both have problems loving themselves.
Yeah, that's true. I never looked at it in the viewpoint of Frankie. But I think she, you know, she's a young woman who's searching and trying to fill certain voids and not knowing where to find that energy. And, you know, Link is very charismatic. And I think part of his charisma and his need for her character and his need and why he's so susceptible to his ego being inflated is because he's a person that isn't grounded in himself, and I don't think he really likes himself. And I think when people are like that, they are lashing out in ways to figure themselves out.
How did you work on the visuals, the style of the film? You know, it's very particular and very entertaining as well.
You know, the tone of the film kind of dictates where you go with it. Mm-hmm. But I worked with a lot of my friends, Autumn Durald, who's my cinematographer, who I worked with on my last film. She's just like one of my best friends, and so to work with her is just, I trust her wholeheartedly, and whatever she, you know, wants to do with the camera, I pretty much stay out of the way. And my mom did the costumes, and which was really nice because I could just let her run with it and I trusted her. So it was all people that I really trust. And you know, it's a lot of sharing pictures and movie references that kind of also fill in where you want to take it.
Do you think we can find a balance in now through the way we portray ourselves in social media, we use social media, I mean, and the way we want to show who we are to the world?
I don't feel like I'm an authority on all of this. I just felt like I wanted to express what I was feeling and what I was witnessing. I think in the end I was just trying to like leave it up to the audience a bit and kind of ask certain questions like, are you going to stand together, or are you going to, with your fellow man, are you going to, you know, fend for yourself, or, you know, things like all that's glitters is not gold, and those kind of ideas were always with me as we were going along making the film.
How does it feel to be here again, surrounded by a cinema family of film festival lovers or cinephiles again? I mean,
it's really special, and it's really cool what the festival's doing right now during this time. I think, you know, to kind of find a way to keep cinema going, I think we were all really, everything kind of came to a standstill, and everyone's trying to search what to do with it, and everyone's being really inventive with technology, and there are really good elements to this world. So I love to be here. I mean, I'm Italian, so I feel, you know, it's my roots, and it's such a beautiful festival. It's such a beautiful place that it's been lovely.
Thank you so much, Gia Coppola, for presenting Mainstream, screening at the 77th Venice Film Festival in Orizzonti, and I'm Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.